The CIS is a foundation which offers scholarship grants for young people of all nations. Youngsters between 16 and 20 years old with the support of CIS can self-organize study trip. It doesn't require good school marks or otherwise special education. Every youngster has a chance to get it. The only thing you need to do is explaining to the head of CIS your personal interest and commitments for your research topic. If you do it, you'll get a grant of 600 euro for a very unique study trip for a foreign country. You will travel alone and you get the chance to research a topic of your own choice.
And shortly know about the project. After applying with a travel concept, you will not be admitted onto the program straight away. Instead, you will get a tutor who will support you during the preparation phase. If your tutor is satisfied with your proposed project, then you will be accepted onto the ZIP program. The difficulties could appear only if you are not ready to take the whole responsibilities for everything by yourself, because you will be here on your own. You need to organize your budget and the time available for the stages of your journey. Your research topic will be the key for the getting to know the country and its inhabitants. It will ensure that you really get immersed in your journey. While traveling alone, a ZIP journey will comfort you with your own personality. Take this opportunity, be curious and enjoy your freedom. Of course, your tutor is still the contact person for any questions you may have.
My name is Luna. I'm from Berlin and I am 20 years old. I am now working in a kindergarten here in Berlin. And last year in autumn, I went to Switzerland to visit shepherds.
To visit shepherds?
Yes.
Okay. Tell me what inspired you to do this.
Well, 1 year ago, I applied for the CIS journey and I was thinking about a subject for my journey. And first of all, I wanted to go to Norway and cycle there from Berlin to Norway. But suddenly I decided to change my subject and visit the shepherds because I didn't know a lot about the life of a shepherd. I had talked to a shepherd in Berlin who is working with a herd of sheep during winter. And then 1 year ago, I also watched a movie, Winter Nomads, it's called. And it's about a shepherd who travels through the land during winter in Switzerland. Right. That was the main inspiration.
And where have you been in Switzerland?
I started in the north and I went down to central Switzerland. And then I went to south Switzerland. So I got very different impressions of the landscape. And during my time, I had snow and I had warm weather, so it was very different.
It was also an educational program. What you learned there?
Well, you are pretty much responsible for what you want to learn and how much you want to learn because you travel alone, so you have to ask questions. For example, I went to a farm and I just asked the farmer a lot of questions, and sometimes he wanted to answer and sometimes he didn't want to answer, but in the end I learned a lot about working with sheep and being a shepherd.
So you have also a practical experience, right?
Yes, I do.
And how it was? Was it difficult?
I had a lot of different feelings. Sometimes I had very good feelings. For example, when I was in the mountains, and well, I'm from Berlin, so I didn't really know the mountains and it was very impressive, but sometimes I just wanted to go to bed because I had to clean the farm. I wasn't used to that kind of work coming from Berlin and not having been on a farm before.
And people there, how they treat you?
They were very nice. They were very
hostile.
Mm-hmm. Yes. They welcomed me and they even spoke in Hochdeutsch. Because I didn't understand the dialect. I didn't always understand the dialect. In the end, after 6 weeks, I could get a lot of the dialect.
So you also experience with the languages as well?
Yes.
Now you're in Berlin. So do you have contact with them, with the people you met there?
Yes, I called them 1 month ago and I asked how everything was going. And yeah, one farmer also gave me a book for my essay, because after your journey you have to write an essay. And so he gave me a book which really helped me, and I will send it back to him soon. And so this was really a sign of trusting a stranger, because he didn't know whether I would give it back to him or whether I would call or give any sign of contact.
What was the title for your essay?
There's not really a word in English for that, because it's a, well, maybe you could say being a shepherd.
Okay, the last question was, what would you recommend to people who want to do this program?
I would say that you don't have to be afraid, because there's always something working out in the end. So before you start your journey, maybe you have a lot of doubts about it, but somehow everything works out. And if it doesn't, you maybe can apply one more time. And I would also say that if you don't know which subject you should choose, then you can just take anything which you feel like exploring, and then you can see that an idea becomes reality.
Do you continue to be shepherd here in Berlin? Here we don't have so much opportunities, but maybe you find it somewhere.
Well, coming back from my journey and starting to work in the kindergarten again, I could experience that even in a city there are some other sorts of shepherds. In German you say Kinderhüten, so that's in English you would say looking after children, and you have the same sort of responsibilities. You have to look after the entire group, and you have to count the children, and you have all the responsibility for them. So in the city you can also find shepherds.
We remind you one more time that this grant is aimed at young people for all nationalities from ages 16 to 20. More detailed information you can find at ZIP Foundation website, which is www.zip-reisen.de.